Blood transfusion for Ebola patient.
The young Texas nurse receives plasma from an Ebola survivor.
A mid-air scare.
We were all shouting for the flight crew. The walls are caving in.
McDonald's works on its image.
At what point in the process do we inject the pink slime?
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. The race is on to save the Ebola patient in Dallas, a nurse who got the virus from a Liberian man who died last week. 70 hospital staffers are now being watched. CBS's Steve Futterman is in Dallas.
Officials still don't know exactly how Nina Pham contracted the Ebola virus. She remains in isolation, being treated for the deadly illness. As part of her treatment, Pham has now received a transfusion of plasma from Dr. Kent Brantley, an Ebola survivor. Plasma that's full of Ebola-fighting antibodies. Those who know Pham are concerned.
Sweet girl. Unfortunate. You know, it's sad. Somebody so young and, you know, hopefully she makes it through it.
Jennifer Joseph is a nurse who was trained by Pham.
She taught me infection control and hand hygiene and protocol. Like, I learned so much of that from her.
Nina Pham did have a dog, a Cavalier King Charles Spaniel. The dog named Bentley has not shown any signs of Ebola, and officials say they do not plan to euthanize the animal. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Dallas.
CDC Director Dr. Thomas Frieden says he would not be surprised if there are more cases. He's called for hospitals to think Ebola and improve safety protections for workers.
We have to rethink the way we address Ebola infection control because even a single infection is unacceptable.
A UN medical worker infected with Ebola in Liberia has died in Germany. University of Kansas doctors are treating a medic who served on a ship off the West African coast. He's in isolation. Test results should come back later today. An hour into an American Airlines flight from San Francisco to Dallas, the unthinkable seemed to be happening. Some of the cabin's walls started breaking loose.
All of a sudden, I heard this loud pop, 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 really loud, and then ripping sound. And as this is all going on, we're looking around trying to figure out what's going on. I mean, it sounded like bowling balls were falling from the overhead bins.
James Wilson and the other passengers were told by flight attendants the problem was cosmetic, but the captain of the Boeing 757 turned the plane around and it landed safely in San Francisco. American Airlines says a possible blown air duct caused it all. 190 were on board. No one was hurt. Well, two deaths are blamed on severe weather that raced through several southern states yesterday. One was in Walker County, Alabama, where a man died when a tree crushed his mobile home.
I heard the tree, and it fell. And he started screaming, help, 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 help. And everybody started running.
North of Little Rock, Arkansas, Michelle Williams says falling trees hit her home.
I don't really know how to deal with it right now. I'm just trying to, the shock of it.
And tornadoes were reported throughout the region. Louisiana's declared a state of emergency. Classes at the University of Louisiana at Monroe are canceled for today. 50 arrests in the St. Louis area yesterday as protesters capped several days of demonstrations. More action over police shootings, most notably the fatal shooting of 18-year-old Michael Brown in August.
Ticketed protesters tried to interrupt the Rams 49ers game, while others interrupted a fundraiser with Senator Claire McCaskill.
Until they give us justice, we're going to be here everywhere they go.
And another group jumped from Walmart to Walmart in the St. Louis area. They also marched through a casino and a luxury mall, and a sit-in continues at St. Louis University. Michael Calhoun, CBS News, St. Louis.
ISIS has made more gains in Iraq, closing in on the capital, Baghdad. CBS's Holly Williams reporting from Istanbul.
The militants now control a swath of territory extending from the outskirts of Baghdad to the Turkey-Syria border, where ISIS is battling for control of the town of Kobani. And there are new reports that the Islamic extremists are using suicide bombers in Kobani as they try to advance street by street. Now, Turkish tanks and troops are massed at that border, but so far they have not intervened.
President Obama meets with key allies today about ISIS. White House correspondent Peter Mayer joins us.
And Steve, the defense chiefs of more than 20 other countries will be at the table for this key strategy session at Joint Base Andrews near Washington. The president, Joint Chiefs Chair General Martin Dempsey, and other military commanders will lead the talks. Officials say it will be an important moment to further define the president's goal to degrade and destroy ISIS. The U.S. side hopes the conference will bolster the overall effort to take on the terror group. But Steve, as we just heard in today's report from the region, it's a tough challenge.
Well, after weeks of mystery and speculation, Russian, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has apparently been seen in public. In photos released by state media today, he's shown sporting a cane, touring a residential district, but it's not clear when this happened. Kim was last seen last month, and since there have been questions about his health and hold on power. McDonald's has launched a social media campaign to get feedback on what they're feeding us. Live to CBS's Vicki Barker.
The mega burger chain taking questions via Facebook and YouTube. It's also got former MythBusters host Grant Imahara touring a McDonald's meat processing plant and asking questions like,
are there lips and eyeballs in there?
And also,
you don't pour in any wood pulp or other kinds of meat.
Beef in and beef out.
All an attempt to woo back media-savvy, skeptical young consumers who've been deserting McDonald's for other chains they see as healthier. But the New York Times notes the ad campaign sidesteps such issues as fat, sugar, and salt contents. Steve?
Well, Texas Democrat Wendy Davis is defending a controversial ad in her race for governor.
A tree fell on Greg Abbott. He sued and got millions.
It criticizes Republican Greg Abbott for getting a big settlement after a 1984 injury that cost him the use of his legs. The ad accuses Abbott, the state's attorney general, of working to block lawsuits by victims in other injury cases. For the four Major League Baseball teams now struggling to get to the World Series, the key could be pitching and getting those key starters enough rest. CBS's Barry Bagnano tells us there's new research this morning on young arms.
Doctors at Philadelphia's Thomas Jefferson University Hospital noticed a lot of young baseball pitchers showing up with pain and swelling on a bony section of the shoulder called the acromion. Investigating, they discovered that throwing more than 100 pitches per week impedes the proper development of this area, raising the pitcher's risk of suffering more serious rotator cuff damage later in life. This study in radiology.
The story of the man who revealed NSA secrets is being told in a new film. Here's CBS's Dan Revive.
A documentary shows the first encounters last year between Edward Snowden and the journalists to whom he leaked secrets about the National Security Agency, where he used to work.
My name is Edward Snowden. I go by Ed.
The film, made by one of those journalists, Laura Poitras, is called Citizen 4, the name he used in his first emails to her. The film reveals that the girlfriend he left in Hawaii when he vanished has moved to Russia to be with him.
It was an incredible reunion. She understood that meant a lot to me.
Snowden in a video chat with the New Yorker magazine. Dan Revive, CBS News.
A new national report says more than 2,700 people have called poison control centers to ask about liquid nicotine exposure this year. That's up from just a few hundred cases 3 years ago and is linked to the growing use of e-cigarettes. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.